probably should be my turn, but I don't remember.
Well, yes, I think you had blasted enough of the buildings that there was a runway and you could do a takeoff. I think that actually did happen.
Yeah. I believe it did too.
That was...
Yeah, so the pirates are now in hot pursuit.
Okay.
And if it didn't happen that way, this is an alternate universe and this is what's happening.
Yeah, the Mandela effect.
Yeah.
You know, that's a good...
Oh, is it too late to name our ship?
We're not just wrong. It was an alternate universe that we remember and you know.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Captain, if you don't have any objection, I'm going to go see if there's anything I can do about these shields.
Yes, of course. We need those.
All right.
I'm a Fair little enough. Busy.
Yeah. All right. So.
Flying the ship, yes.
Yes.
And I do think Sticky is the absolute best at sneaking.
Oh, for sure.
Then there was a running gunfight with Sticky stuck halfway out of the. Landing gear of the white elephant.
Strawberry Coke. It's like Dimetap, but worse.
You know, as much as I love Strawberry Coke, I really love Blueberry Coke.
Oh, I'm getting there. Don't worry. That's the next one I've got open.
Oh, you're going to love great. Mixed Berry Coke. Now available in warm.
I think you mean hot.
Yes. Oh.
Yeah, systems. I'm looking it up on the space internet.
Exactly.
Yep.
Yeah.
Five.
Yeah.
Ooh, nice.
Ooh, nice.
Excellent.
Oh. Ooh, nice. Yeah, okay. So.
You two ready to go? What's the hold up? Why are you staring at it?
I don't like this.
I have not known you to like anything so far.
I like Kralkum.
Aw, thank you. And my tail starts wagging.
You just wait a beat and say, I see.
This week's game, sponsored by Blueberry Aussie Coke, as opposed to last week's Strawberry Coke.
Is this legal?
Oh, who cares? I mean, yeah.
Okay, fine.
Who cares? I mean,
is it moral?
I go back to cutting ice.
Yeah. We also made the decision to fly a pirate-shaped ship into a public airspace, despite what anybody on the ground or any passersby would have found as savory or unsavory. We make decisions all the time that may or may not be something that is morally okay. I don't know if it was morally okay for us to fly our ship, which being traced by pirates, into a public space. We chose to do it. We aren't policing ourselves. Why are we policing these people?
Now you got something questioning that decision.
I think our plan should be, we'll investigate it as much as we can, see if we think it'll go bad if we take out the coolant. And, you know, this is a nice planet. Maybe if we stuff the hold or the wherever we're storing them, whatever room we're storing them in, with some ice, they'll keep.
That actually is an innovative idea.
I like it a lot, actually. I think Ralcom's on board for that.
It's the responsible thing to do, yeah.
I think so, too.
I'm still listening to that holding music on HR.
You'll be listening to that music forever. He came in with that Class D crew. I don't think that he's probably worth much.
I kind of like in the vents, not in agreement. Yeah, it's pretty accurate. Gralcom just gave us our ship's motto. For all we know, we're doing the right thing.
I don't think that's a good motto.
It's a great one.
This week's game, sponsored by Blueberry Aussie Coke, as opposed to last week's Strawberry Coke.
I will close the box and deliver it.
By far the most irresponsible thing ever. Yeah. Yeah.
Maybe the engineer should take a look at that.
Oh, yeah, I can absolutely. Let's jump into this.
Well, you guys did better than I thought you were going to do there.
Well, I was definitely like white knuckling every one of those engineering roles. I have a feeling that this ship, by the time we're done with it, it's going to like, we're starting with like episode 4 or 5 C-3PO, and we're slowly going to end up back to 10-year-old Anakin C-3PO. Like wires and stuff everywhere is a jerry-rigged.
I'm going to try to give us a little bit of an advantage with the plan. Because all I could do is, like, I'm the bard. I could give us a little bit of a boost.
We have a three-person party, if you decide to be a bard.
If you were the bard, what instrument would Sticky play, you think?
Oh, it would just be, Jethro Tull pan flute? It would just irritate you that it works.
Yeah.
You know, it's just like, oh God, it's good, but really?
Yeah.
I wish we could get some of those sweet Coke endorsement dollars.
Well, we're not going to get them. Yeah, that would be
yes, in dollars. I thought it was cans of Coke.
Yeah,
honestly, that would still be fine.
Right. I think we did an awesome job of keeping these Wutsits alive. Or whatever. I'm super proud of us. Let's go get paid.
Yes, indeed. Let's do this.
All these checks are actually coming from Pepsi.
All right.
Is Pepsi okay?
This has been a Non-Productive Media presentation. Executive producer, Frank Hablawi. This program and many others like it on the Non-Productive Network is distributed under a Creative Commons Attribution Non-Commercial No Derivatives license. Please share it, but ask before trying to change it or sell it. For more information, visit non-productive.com.